Our next story is about a very particular job that requires practitioners to get up close and personal with skeletons. When a body turns up at the bottom of a lake or in the trunk of a car, it's often the bones that hold clues about the victim. Reading those clues takes a special kind of training. One place to get that training is located in, probably, under the football stadium of the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. NPR's Alyssa Nadwarny went down to take a look.
There's an open box of skulls on the floor. A table is covered with pelvis bones. There's a pile of ribs tied up with a piece of string. In this basement room in Neyland Stadium, there are floor-to-ceiling shelves full of cardboard boxes. There's more than 1,000 of them, filled with human skeletons.
Pick a box, any box.
Dr. Donnie Stedman is the director of the school's forensic anthropology program.
You want to try that?
That'd be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's your pleasure? You pick.
Well, I think I'm going to pick a female. I have to, because I'm a female. How about this 57-year-old female?
Okay. We take down the cardboard box from five rows up. Inside, the bones are a tannish brown, not the bleached white I imagined.
So this individual needed to have an autopsy for some reason after death, and now I know why.
Stedman picks up a piece of the skull and points to a spot just above the left eye. There, a perfectly rounded hole.
What we see here, I just noticed, is a gunshot wound.
This moment, this is why people come from all over the world to study these bones. It's just one of 1,200 human skeletons here, part of the Bass donated skeletal collection. Anthropologists, detectives, demographers, they all come here to learn how to identify clues from bones, like how old they are, their gender. What they find could identify a missing person, or crack an old murder, or understand how obesity relates to osteoarthritis. Stedman walks me through the stacks.
There's no more than one person in each box.
People sign up to donate their bodies. Once they die, students study them as they decompose. When only the skeleton remains, students clean the bones and they come here, to this room.
They give us all sorts of information about themselves. Their age and their sex and their ancestry.
Everything but their name. To visitors like me, the bones remain anonymous. There's another box open on the floor.
Here's another prosthetic that we come and see.
I look closer and something shiny catches my eye on the end of the leg bone.
It's a ball, the ball and socket joint. And they removed that and they replaced it with a really nice stainless steel metal head. So that's a hip replacement, complete hip replacement.
The pelvises, the skulls, the vertebrae, it's all so cool. But I can't stop thinking about that skull with the bullet hole. And neither can Dr. Stedman.
I can't believe you pulled out a gunshot wound case.
She rolls the large piece of skull over in her hands, looking for more clues.
So this looks to me like it might be either a contact entrance wound or an exit wound. I'll have to keep looking. Talking about here. So this is the scapula here, which is your shoulder blade.
We discover more about this 57-year-old woman. Two of her ribs are stuck together. She's approximately 5'7". I'm dying to know what happened to this woman, but Stedman stops me.
I'm not going to say much more because of this. It now may become somewhat identifying.
Oh, okay.
We have to protect this woman's identity. Because we're learning too many details. So we pack up the bones. Stedman returns them to the shelf, tucked between a 35-year-old male and an 81-year-old female. These bones, they're silent teachers.
The value of this, that you can absolutely learn something from every single skeleton.
And they'll rest here, waiting for the next set of curious hands. Alyssa Nadwarny, NPR News, Knoxville, Tennessee.